From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. The first weekend of August marked the 50th anniversary of the Newport Folk Festival. On this edition of All Songs Considered, highlights from day two. Sunday featured a mix of old and new artists, though it leaned a bit heavier toward the legends. You'll hear Arlo Guthrie sing Lead Belly, Joan Baez sing Dylan, Judy Collins sing Baez, and Pete Seeger singing with everyone. But you'll also hear bands like Deer Tick. The overcast day began with Josh Ritter on the big stage. The song is called To the Dogs or Whoever.
I want to thank Newport for having us here. Thank you so much. It is an honor and a privilege, and thank you. Thank you very much. We won't forget it. Have a great day. See you around.
Deep in the belly of a whale, I found her down with the deep blue jailer around her, running her hands through the ribs of the dark. Florence of Calamity, Joan of Arc. I love the way she looks in her underwear. Lose my page in the plot, then the book, then I swear she makes the most of her time. But loving me plenty, she knows there'll come a day when we won't be getting any. Stain of the sepia, the butcher cried me through the rack of a brass band. I thought I could see her in the cake while she came through the dead and the lame. Just a little bird floating on a hurricane. I was laying on my back, beating the thorns. I was in between the apples and the chloroform. She came to me off and I was sure I was dying. It was always hard to tell if she was laughing or crying. I thought
I heard somebody calling.
We can wait till the war. You don't need to tell me who the fire is for. Now bring me a love that can sweeten the sword. A boat that can love the rocks of the shore. The love of an iceberg reaching out for the wreck. Can you love me like the cross, like the nape of the wind? Was it Casey Jones or Casey at the bat who died at a plot and got famous for that? Killed by a swerve, laid low by the curb. Do you ever think they ever thought they got what they deserved? Don't pity the bullet. We'll be right back.
drums right here. Austin Evans on the drums.
Josh Ritter.
Kassir on the piano. My name is Josh Ritter. Thank you very much for a dream come true.
Josh Ritter with a song called To the Dogs or Whoever, performed on his 2007 CD called Historical Conquests of Josh Ritter, performed live in Newport, Rhode Island. The gospel lap steel guitar was the perfect touch for a Sunday morning in Newport, and few bands play that expressive slide guitar better than the Campbell Brothers. They chose a song that became anthemic for the civil rights movement, a song that Sam Cooke was inspired to write in 1963 after hearing Bob Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind.
The Campbell Brothers would like to bring to you an instrumental of a song by the great Sam Cooke. The song entitled A Change Is Gonna Come. It's gonna be played on the lap steel by Derek Campbell. A Change Is Gonna Come. Thank you. change is gonna come. Derek Campbell.
The Campbell Brothers performing a song written by Sam Cooke and released just days after he was killed in 1964. The song is A Change Is Gonna Come. You can hear entire sets by the Campbell Brothers and most everything else we play on the show today at npr.org/Newport Folk. One of the folk traditions that I treasure and maybe slowly disappearing with time is the time-honored tradition of storytelling in song. Our next two artists do it so well. Let's first listen to Guy Clark, a Texas songwriter with 20 albums under his big belt and a mentor to songwriters like Steve Earle. And then we'll slide right into Arlo Guthrie and his Tale of Lead Belly.
Susanna and I used to live out there in Los Angeles, damn California. Very strange place. We lived in this little garage apartment. It was pretty nice. Right outside the front window was the prettiest grapefruit tree you ever seen in your whole life. Well, it was the only grapefruit tree I'd ever seen. But the grapefruit were sweet. Strange part about all this was the landlord. He's one of those guys that come home from work every day, go out to the garage, make his own bullets. One morning, we awoke to the sound of the landlord out there with an axe. He's chopping down the grapefruit tree. Well, I went outside. I went outside very, very carefully. I said, "Man, what are you doing?" He said, "Oh, guy," he said, "this damned old grapefruit tree has been here 30 or 40 years. It's gotten so big. The roots have spread out so far. It's starting to crack my concrete patio. Pack up all your dishes. Say goodbye to the landlord for me. Some of the bitches always bored me."
I got interested in playing the 12 string because of Lead Belly. And, you know, the very first memory of my whole life I was about 2 years old. I'm standing next to Lead Belly. He's seated and I'm just coming up to his knee or something. And that's the earliest thing I can remember, you know. And I started thinking about it recently, I thought, because you know, what is it that you would remember just about standing next to somebody for your whole entire life? You know what I mean? And Lead Belly, of course, grew up, well, he was born in the 1880s, grew up in Louisiana, and spent time in a Texas penitentiary for killing a man. He got in a fight, and things went bad. And they actually let him out. They gave him a pardon because he wrote great songs. What a freaking concept. Imagine how many songs locked up around the world, you know, but he gave us those songs, you know, the Midnight Special and Goodnight Irene and so many others. And when I was growing up, you know, I started to sing with some of the people that were friends of Lead Belly, you know, Pete Seeger and others. We were always singing those Lead Belly tunes in all the shows that we did. I don't think there was one we ever did. We didn't sing one of those songs. And I remember just about a year ago, we were down in Louisiana and we had a few days off. And I looked at the band and I said, "We're going on a mission from God." And they said, "Not another one of them." I said, "Yep, we're going to go find Lead Belly." I knew he was buried somewhere down there. And so we got the GPS going in the bus, and we're, you know, but there's no point of interest called Lead Belly's grave. So we just started driving around, you know, and eventually outside of Shreveport, we come up to a little church on a hill, and we drove the bus around in the back, and there was a big graveyard, and one of the tombstones was bigger than all the rest. And it said, "Hughie Leadbetter, Lead Belly, King of the 12-string guitar." And we were so freaking excited that we had found Lead Belly's grave. And it had a wrought iron gate around the grave there. And one of the guys in the crew said, "They still got him locked up." So I broke that open. Got out the 12-string guitar, just sat on his grave and started playing some songs, you know, just like sitting in his lap or something. So here's an old Lead Belly song I always loved. I'm Alabama bound, I'm Alabama bound, and if you train I've been turned around, I'm Alabama bound. Oh, don't you leave me here. Why don't you leave me here? And if you must go anyhow, leave a dime for beer. I'm Alabama bound. I'm Alabama bound. And if your train don't stop and turn around, I'm Alabama bound. Yellow green is gone. Yellow green is gone. You know she's running through the country with her long clothes on. Alabama bound. I'm Alabama bound. I'm Alabama bound. And if your train don't stop and turn around, I'm Alabama bound. Know the preacher preached. He passed the hat around. He said, come on people, shoot your money to me. I'm Alabama bound. I'm Alabama bound. I'm Alabama bound. And if your train don't stop and turn around, I'm Alabama bound. I'm Alabama bound. I'm Alabama bound. And if the train don't stop and turn around, I'm Alabama bound.
Arlo Guthrie, performing a song by Lead Belly called Alabama Bound, and before that, a tune by Guy Clark called L.A. Freeway, both songs performed at this year's Folk Festival 50, the 50th anniversary of the Newport Folk Festival. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music. I'm Bob Boylan, and I'm playing highlights from day two of the Newport Folk Festival in Newport, Rhode Island. There were three stages at Newport, now to one of the smaller stages and a local Providence band. Deertick had the small waterside tent overflowing with both a large contingent of local fans and a number of people curious about a band they'd yet to hear. This is Deertick's opening song called Easy.
This is quite an honor to be a part of something like this. And I wonder if Joan Baez plays that Gibson Jumbo, one of those. My idea with an acoustic guitar is you plug it in, it becomes an electric guitar. So let's skip the song and dance. It's all folk music anyway. Let's do it like Dylan, but with a Rhode Island flavor. So Dennis, kick it off. We'll be right back. But I've got a bad defense, so it's not just circumstance that put me here in a bad, bad place where I stay. Cause you were never there, and I'm never there. Out of the door with the devil in my eye. Oh, that son of a bitch crossed me once, but he won't cross me twice. Little angel on my shoulder, well, she better be right. She's got me flying like a wild man in the middle of the night. And you don't know how easy it is. No, you don't know how easy it is. Cause you were never there. But there ain't nothing that'll keep you from getting to me. No, you don't know how easy it is. No, you don't know how easy it is. You got no idea how easy it is.
Music by Deertick from the Waterside Stage at George Wein's Folk Festival 50, known to most as the Newport Folk Festival. You can hear all our coverage of the festival, including 30 full concerts, at npr.org/Newport Folk. Also, check out our coverage of the Newport Jazz Festival. I wasn't lucky enough to be there, but we can all hear what we missed by going to npr.org/Newport Jazz. Joan Baez was 18 years old when she sang for the first time at Newport in 1959, and now, 50 years later, she received a heartfelt ovation from both the young and old members of the crowd, some wearing badges that said, "I was here in 59. Baez had always stood by her political passions, and the set she played was powerful, sometimes mournful. I highly recommend giving her entire concert a listen. She did put a huge smile on everyone's face when she closed with a version of Bob Dylan's 1962 song, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, with a verse that includes an imitation of her old friend.
Wonder why, babe, when you don't know by now. Well, it ain't no use sitting wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. Twice it's all right. In this, turning on your light, babe. It's the light I never knew. It ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the room. I'm thinking and I'm wondering all the way down the road. Oh, I once loved a boy. He was a child. Sing was something you could do or say. Try and make me change my mind instead. We never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all.
Joan Baez closing her set at Newport with Bob Dylan's Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Next up was Judy Collins, and her voice was still soaring at the age of 70. Collins was part of the new folk revival in the 60s. She sang mostly cover versions of the songwriters of the day. By the latter part of the 1960s, she expanded her repertoire to art songs and show tunes. On this day at Newport, Judy Collins invited Joan Baez to the stage, and together they sang one of Joan Baez's best songs, a song inspired by her relationship with Bob Dylan. The two held sheets of paper with lyrics as they sang the song. Baez seemed a little uncomfortable on stage with Collins, and that might simply be my reading of it. But in the end, they did a fine rendition of a great song, Diamonds and Rust.
There we go. I started writing songs some time ago, and of course Joan has herself been a fantastic songwriter for many, many years. A few weeks ago, we were sitting around talking about songs, and somebody suggested that... Actually, what happened was that I was opening at the Carlisle in New York, and I said to the woman who kind of runs things there, what do you want? Do you have any requests? She said, yes, I'd like to hear a Joan Baez song. And before I hit her, you know, I said, you know what? I have been thinking very seriously about a song that I love of Joni's. I had heard it this year at Town Hall, and Joan had been to one of my shows, and her mother came to a show, and her older sister came to the show. It was wonderful. It was really a festive year. Anyway, this is the song that we decided we're not only going to sing together for you, but we're going to record it. On your label.
Okay.
Well, I'll be damned. Here comes your ghost again. But that's not unusual. It's just that the moon is full and you happen to call. And here I sit, hand on the telephone, hearing a voice I'd known a couple of light years ago, heading straight for the fall. Where are you calling from? A booth in the Midwest. what memories can bring. They bring diamonds and rust. Well, you burst on the scene, already a legend, the unwashed phenomenon, the original vagabond, straight into my heart. Yes, the girl on the half shell could keep you unharmed. Now I see you standing with brown leaves falling around,
snow in your hair.
Now you're smiling out the window of that crummy hotel
over Washington Square.
Of white clouds mingles and hangs in the air. Speaking strictly for me, we both could have died then and there. Now you're telling me things vague. Cause I need some of that vagueness now. It all comes back too clearly. Yes, I once loved you dearly. And if you're offering me diamonds and rust, I'm already paid.
Judy Collins and Joan Baez singing Diamonds and Rust at George Wein's Folk Festival 50, the 50th anniversary of the Newport Folk Festival. The sky got darker as Pete Seeger's sing-along was about to begin, and then the rain began to fall. A few people left, but the grassy field was still filled with a crowd eager to sing to the very end. One of the many styles of music you could hear at Newport over the years was bluegrass, and few artists are as relevant in bluegrass as Del McCrory. He and Pete Seeger and a cast of many performed what I thought was the perfect song for this 50th anniversary show, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Listen to full concerts by these and dozens of other artists at npr.org/NewportFolk. Many of these concerts are also available by subscribing to the All Songs Considered live concert podcast. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Good to see Pete out here. You know, we played his birthday party. Any of you folks go to Pete's birthday party? He had a big one down there in New York City. Well, you know, he mentioned about old-timers a while ago, and you know, I learned this song from an old-timer down there in Nashville. His name is Roy Acuff, and this is one entitled, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? And you can help us out now, if you will. Standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day, when I saw that hearse come rolling on to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bed in the sky, Lord, in the sky. for that land.